What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast.
Oh, yes. It is time once again for you to get them headphones in and whip them. Peter's Out. Because it is Peter and Al podcast with your host, Mr. B Jr., Chubb Diz, and infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Hands of Stone.
Hands of Stone. A.k.a. live and in person.
Yeah, and also we're back. It's been 3 weeks. It's
been a month.
This is the Peter and Out Podcast 300.
It was a weird... It was that weekend that I saw... The weekend that I was telling you, I saw Ghostbusters, Roadhouse, and Vicky Sinicky all in one day. Uh-huh. And I forget why didn't we do the show that weekend.
I don't know. I've defaulted to you just waiting for you to say when you're ready.
I think because
every time I ask you when you're ready, you say you're ready, and then just do the next day.
I think I messaged you, and I don't know if you didn't see the message or not. And then the next weekend I was in Mexico, and I was gonna message you, and I forgot because I had the house for myself. I was like, okay, let's do the show, and I was gonna message you, but then I think I started playing Final Fantasy, and I forgot, and I just... Mm-hmm. And then last week, I'm going to play Final Fantasy again. I've been playing it.
It's a good game.
It is. It really is.
Do they have Chocobo Racing?
Yes. They do.
Oh, fuck. I got to play it.
Yeah, they have. Well, I haven't gotten to...
It's fun,
gotten
to. Too. All the minigames are for the 3D brawlers. Fucking awesome.
Do they have the snowboarding game?
No.
Are you guys gonna get the PS5 Pro?
I doubt it. I hear it's like twice as strong.
It sounds strong. Like it's like a it's fucking like a half gen.
Yeah.
It's weird though, like.
Because the PS4 Pro wasn't that much of a. It was a big leap, but it wasn't that much.
Nah.
Of a
leap. It's like almost you have to, but it's like you just drop $500 and $1,000 in 3 years.
Yeah.
On Sony products.
Yeah.
And then one of them you're not going to use anymore.
Yes.
It's just like, you know, there's no reason to use it anymore at all, really. Like, what are you going to do with that thing? Donate it?
It's just your Blu-ray player.
I give it to
you. Or does the PS Pro not have a Blu-ray?
Player? The Pro?
Yeah.
Four?
The new one?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
I'm sure they'll do it digital.
Like, for me, I could have that one. That's the one I play games on, and then I'll just move that one downstairs. That'll go to Netflix machine and all that.
The company's over. Yeah. If I do get it, I'll give Jasmine the original. Right now, that's the biggest thing. But see, she only plays PS4 games. Other than Bugsnax, she only plays PS4 games. But she always wants to play on the PS5. And I'm like, go... Play on the PS4. Those are PS4 games. Uh-huh. You have a PS4 over there.
Yeah, but it makes them look better on the PS4.
It does. I get that.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that concept.
Yeah, she does. Her eyes are better than your eyes. She has young eyes.
She can see them. She has
young eyes, okay?
She can see the fidelity.
Yeah.
that's one of our biggest arguments. So, like, what game was she playing? Superliminal, like this weird puzzle game?
Oh, I've been wanting to play that.
It's actually, yeah, but it's not even games good. Like it's not like Ghost of Tsushima where
no,
you would really
yeah.
notice the difference.
Yeah, no, this like game, and this game is it's like it's like super low res, yeah. So it's like you don't even need to you don't need PS5 graphics for this game. But what was the other one she was playing? It's called
And she likes the controllers better. The controllers are
no, she does like the controller better though. That's one of her always. I like this controller better. Which, okay, is like, yeah, you're right. As much as I love the PS4 controller, the PS5 controller
is superior in every way.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine's very much, she loves indie games. Like, she likes, like, that Superliminal. Mm-hmm. There's another one called, like, Wild at Heart she plays. Nobody Saves the World. Like, she loves, like, those
there's
indie...
No, there's no...
Superliminal is the one where you're, like, an office worker and, like...
Yeah.
You're just trying to, like...
Trying to leave.
Yeah, but you just keep looping.
Yeah.
And, like, you're going crazy.
And the whole thing is, like, it's all, like, there's, like, certain things where, like, when you pick something up, it's, like, all perspective. So if you're holding it close to the screen, it gets bigger. So when you put it down, it, like... It'll fill up the whole room. Mm-hmm. But then if you pick it up and, like, move it farther away from you, it gets smaller. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, so, like, that's some of the puzzle solving and stuff like that. And then there's areas where you can't take care of anything. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And then, like, there's one... At one point, you pick stuff up, and as you move it, it just starts duplicating. It's a really weird fucking game. It's kind of like... It kind of reminds me of Portal with, like, the humor of it.
Porno?
You did Portal. It's a Portal.
It must be a porno.
It must be a porno.
Yang Bang
porno. Oh, shit. Okay, I was going to tell you guys this. Okay, we were talking about Ricky Stenicki, right? And you know how his whole gimmick when he was a singer was that he would change all the lyrics about masturbation?
Yeah.
And so there's somebody at work.
Masturbates all the time?
So there's a restroom, and like it's only got two stalls. And there's a handicapped stall, and there's a regular stall. And the regular stall's got the light right above it, so you can see their shadow of what they're doing.
You saw somebody whacking it?
More than once. And it's the same dude every time. And you just see his arm just going to town. And there was one time I come in there, and I can hear the movement. I'm like, no, this dude's not doing this shit. And like you see
off with somebody in the room with
you. You kick the door? I would kick the door. And then they just run out?
Just put your camera, like, just put your phone and take a picture. But make sure the sound's on so you hear it.
And the click.
And the flash.
Yeah. But it's been multiple times. Like, and I'm not the only person that's caught this guy. And so... Other people, like, someone even heard him groaning. They thought he was taking a mad shit. Because they're just like, ugh. And then they look down at the shadow, and they just see the fucking arm flailing around. So, like, the thing is...
He's got to be doing it on purpose.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, he gets off on it.
Yeah.
But so the next time one of us catches him in there, we're going to play that, ooh, baby, I masturbate. Every day.
Next time you should just go grab as many people as you can and all come into the bathroom and then wait for them to leave the stall and everybody just stare at them.
No, I was joking. The next time I catch them, I'm going to start grunting too. Just,
yeah. Or just start jacking off too.
Alternating grunts.
That'll really show them.
Yeah, he'll just be like, this is what I've been waiting for.
I don't search it, right?
Or just get as many dudes to come in there and jerk off
the rest of your guests. Everybody. All 40 is false.
Just jacking.
Just a symphony of jerk off groans.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
Slapity grunt.
Oh, shit, that's gonna be the name of the episode. Slapity grunt.
Dude, that card was insane, dude.
Yes,
that
so was like, we just watched UFC 300.
That was like old school UFC, dude.
That was quite like, possibly the greatest card I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
Every fight was... Yeah. Even,
that was
like,
brutal.
Yes.
That was brutal.
Bangers, man. Just fucking...
Dude, Max just blew my mind, dude.
That...
Like, that blew my mind. I can't believe that happened, that... Like his head hits the floor perfectly at 1 second.
Yeah. The last 10 seconds, he points. They just start fucking throwing, and he just drops. And it was literally like he hits it at 3.
Yeah,
it was like 2, and then 1, and his head was on the ground.
Yeah.
That was game like over. Fucking yeah.
The
that
fucking
was
arena, the fucking roof off the arena, like blew up. Like everybody erupted, dude. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was fucking nuts. And then fucking Alex with that fucking knockout at the end. But wait, fucking he gets a low blow. Herb Dean goes to stop him. He just like
He's like, nah, cool.
Nah, I'm good. And he just fucked. Yeah. And like it was with one motion, he stopped her Dina, and with the next, it was just uppercut, and boom. Like that, it, which made it so, like, it made it look so smooth. Yeah. It was just like, shh, the guy got this.
She was crazy.
Nuts.
I think it was
most
impressive
of
the
Zhang Weili
fight.
That fucking, those two were fucking.
That girl, she was unconscious.
She was unconscious. Choked her.
Yeah, she got choked to sleep, and then the next round, her head got pounded for like 2 minutes straight.
50 unanswered punches.
And then she wobbled fucking Weili at the end of that round.
Yes.
And then dropped her a couple times the next round.
Yeah.
And then Weili came fucking back and just wrestled the shit out of her.
Yeah, and fucking just mollywopped her. Just whap. Like, fuck. Jeez. The ground and pound game was insane. Like, fuck, man. That shit, that whole fucking card. Fucking nuts.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, there was so many great moments.
Yes.
Even like, from the, like, the very first fight.
Even the pre, yeah, from the pre, well, it was,
Cody was the first fight. Oh, your favorite shit, fight? Yeah. He got choked. He got good. Choked out.
Fucking guy. Yeah, I think I like him less than I like fucking O'Malley.
He said Patty.
Patty,
I can't stand Patty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then Bobby Green fought Jim Miller. Damn. And Jim Miller fought in UFC 100, UFC 200, and now UFC 300.
That's fucking nuts.
He got his ass beat, though.
Hey, but he did it.
He had a fucking bloody... His whole face was red, like, blood. Like, he had, like, 3 cuts, I think, on one eye. Like, it was crazy.
Ah, fuck.
Like, they could have stopped it with, like... There was, like, 30 seconds left. They could have stopped it, but the ref just let it go. Because it's like, there's 30 seconds left. He's not out, but he's getting fucking beat.
I feel like the refs were very hands-off this fucking card. Which, yeah. I mean... It could be questionable, like, either way.
Yeah, that's good. There was no mistakes made by
the way. Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like, yeah.
Except for letting it go after she got put. But, she got up to her feet.
Yeah, she got up to her feet.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to say she's out if she got up to her feet and walked to her...
Walked to her corner. Yeah.
She didn't know where the corner was at, but she's...
Yeah, she had no clue where she was. She was up.
She got up.
So, I mean, ultimately, I guess that was a good decision. But oh, dude, and then one fight... Jalen Turner, like, fucking versus Moicano, like, at the end of the first round. It was, like, 30 seconds left. Fucking Jalen hits him with this crazy cross. Boom, knocks him down. And then he tries to walk off like it was a one-punch KO. And, yeah, like, he was fucked up bad, but he got back up. And Jalen was like, come on, Herb, stop it. And then, like, he started to try to finish it. And he didn't finish it. There was, like, 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Whatever, he didn't finish him. And then Moicano comes out the next round, takes him down, and starts pounding him.
Nice.
And then Herb Dean comes in and stops the fight. Because this dude
was getting flashy. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It was just like...
You gotta keep going until that shit's where you're coming
from. Yeah, you gotta go until they tell you. Like,
stop. He could have won the fight if he would have maybe landed a super land punch.
On top of him and hit him once or twice.
Or let him stand up and knock him up, but not fucking
just assume you won, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Do you guys want to talk about any of the movies? Roadhouse, Ricky Stenicki?
I mean, Roadhouse was okay. I think because you expected it to be worse and it was like...
I expected it to be shitty.
Yeah.
I only saw half of it because when I came home, my parents were already watching it, and I felt betrayed.
But the first half was terrible. The first half is
the first half is like there's
it's so slow.
Yeah,
Post Malone is in it for like a second.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be in it more.
Yeah, he didn't even fight.
Yeah,
and his fights look the most fake, and like he looked like he was on CGI at one point.
Yeah. I kind of thought he was gonna come back.
They should have brought him back as one of those bouncers.
Yeah, that's what
that fucking random dude. Yeah, yeah, who's this guy?
Like just random.
Or the other guy too. Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
those two guys suck.
So I mean, they could have kept because like okay, like if you watch the original, what happens is like he basically fired like when Patrick Swayze shows up. I forgot Terry Funk was in the original. I started watching the original, and The original is so weird. I mean, it's a very quotable movie. It's a better movie. But But it's just the story is kind of weird. It's like it's like, okay, remember what's that movie with Stallone about arm wrestling truckers? Over the Top. Uh-huh. It's just literally it's just he's a truck driver that arm wrestles. Like that's what the whole movie is. It's like there's an arm wrestling tournament and they're just gonna go and arm wrestle.
He needs $10,000.
Yeah, he's gonna save his truck.
Yeah, like all the motivations didn't make sense in the movie.
Yeah. But I mean, the original is kind of the same way. This guy buys a bar,
yeah,
and it used to be really good, but now it's like becoming a shithole, and everyone's fighting. And it turns out it's because the rich guy that wants to buy out the property is sending a bunch of just assholes to start shit at the bar. So they bring in Patrick Swayze, and he fires everybody because like he walks in and he watches. And he's like, oh, like, and he's like, oh, the shit's starting to coke in the bathroom. These two right here are just too busy flirting. They're not like, so he fires basically everybody. Uh-huh. Brings in his own team. And like in the original, I think we talked about this last time. Is in the original they treat like being a bouncer. That's like a martial art. Like he even goes back to what's his name? It's not Sam Neill, is it? No, what's his fucking name? The guy with the fucking the cowboy dude.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he comes
in. Sam Elliott.
He's his mentor.
Yeah,
his sensei. He goes back to him at one point and brings him back. And like, yeah, like, and like he builds his team and like they're
bouncing is on this bouncer level of karate.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's like, why did you get into this business? And they go all like, it's all like philosophy and shit.
Dude, I need someone join the UFC with a black belt and bouncing.
Bouncing. And they come, and in the blue corner, this man is a bouncer. But in this one, it was like, I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal in this one was really like, he was one step away from being like a serial killer or like, because like, I don't like that side of myself. Like, he was just like, he doesn't want to get mad because he kills people.
There's a dark side. And I want to do it, but I don't want to do it.
But it was like, the ref should have stopped the fight.
Yeah.
What was the ref doing?
Yeah, just watching him kill this guy.
Yeah. It was like that ref that was watching Yacht Shot Dog getting choked to death. What did she die? Yeah.
It was only a good call because it ended up being okay. But if something went wrong,
It would have been like, why didn't he stop it sooner?
Yeah.
But yeah, because it was like, he forgot he was watching the fight, forgot he was supposed to be reffing it.
He's like, damn, that guy's gonna die.
Oh shit. Oh shit. The ref should do something. Oh shit, where's the ref? Oh, I'm the ref! But yeah, so like, and that was his friend, supposedly, so then he kills him in the ring because he got mad at his friend.
Dude.
And then, like, so well, then, like.
Crazy WrestleMania and UFC 300.
Dude,
all in 1 month.
Yeah.
Or it was back to back week.
Fucking weekends, yeah.
Back the next week.
Yeah.
And they both go off perfectly without a hitch.
Dude, like, WrestleMania was the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
The greatest.
But
Stone Cold didn't come out.
Yeah, no, and that was one thing I was hoping Stone Cold would come out, but like the buildup was so perfect. The way The Rock and fucking and Roman and they did all that shit, and it was like it was such a perfect
They said they want to build up to a Rock Stone Cold rematch.
I don't know. Stone Cold had a match. What? Was it last WrestleMania he did a match?
He looks good.
He does. No, he looks great. I don't know if he could have another match. You know, Mick Foley wanted to have another match.
That's crazy.
Because he's about to turn 60. And he was like, for my 60th birthday, I want to have a match. And apparently he was training. And then got a concussion. Didn't know he had a concussion, though. He didn't know he had a concussion. He was just like walking around for a couple days.
He thought he gets concussions from like, just jumping. Just
farts too hard. He gets a concussion now. Yeah. Well, that's what he was saying. He was like, so like, he doesn't know how, because he only been in the ring doing just basic work. And somehow doing that, he got fucking concussed. And so he was like, I don't know how it happened. I don't know where. So it's like, if something that little can give me a concussion, there's no way I can come back and have a match and feel.
Yeah, like Ric Flair could fight for so long because
He didn't do all this shit.
He didn't come up in the fucking hardcore era.
Yes.
He didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Fucking Ric Flair, man. Have you seen his fucking dick pill ads?
He's still fighting, huh?
Yeah, he is.
And he's still wrestling.
He's got dick pills?
He's got dick pills and he got weed gummies, too.
No, we got weed gummies.
He's got an energy drink.
Yeah. Yeah, Ric Flair drip.
Woo energy.
Or no, woo energy. Yeah, the drip is the weed. Ric Flair drip is the weed, and the woo energy is the energy drink.
Like I said, it's just like his handlers are just pushing him out there, just to make as much money as they can off of him.
Yeah,
but I saw it on Instagram. It was it was his page, and it was just like woo, and he's out there, and it was like. He was doing a strut like towards the bedroom, and he was like pulling off his shirt. And like, when you need to get ready, woo! I forget the name of the pills, and like he Riz fucking he shakes them into his hand and pops them, and he's just like, woo! What the fuck is this commercial? It's just him just like woo, dick pills. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's all anybody ever thinks about Ric Flair. Yes. He's just woo.
Yeah.
Woo guy.
if you had to give Roadhouse a number,
six, seven. Only seven because I like Connor.
Connor was fucking hilarious in that fucking movie.
Is that how Connor normally walks, or was he doing that for the movie?
No, he does that.
It's
he
a little bit of both. The fact that Connor's like his opening scene is him naked, just fucking walk, and then his closing scene is him just naked.
I want them to combine the Roadhouse universe and the Fast and Furious universe, right?
Eventually, the Roadhouse guy's the villain.
Well, see, what got me though, okay, is like,
or so, I want Connor to take Jason Momoa's place, and he's that guy.
Yeah, he's just a crazy guy. What got me was like the rich
dude.
Kid,
all these worlds are gonna start blending.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all Disney's owning everything. Mm-hmm. Whatever. What is it called? Fucking. Or what's this other one that owns WWE?
Oh,
TKO.
TKO.
What is TKO? Are these Arabians?
I don't know. What's
TKO?
I'm assuming.
Now they own UFC. They own.
I'm assuming that someone from because they started doing that Crown Jewel pay per view because they wanted to go to the Middle East and basically, and then so there's a WWE theme park in fucking Dubai called the WWE Universe, and like you can literally go there and they have like Undertaker's Last Ride, and it's like a fucking roller coaster, and they have a place where you can like a museum of all the stuff, but they have a place where you can go,
it's a
like
roller coaster that ends with a just drunk guy right on your head.
But
land in the coffin.
They have an area where it's basically the ramp walk down to the ring, and so you can choose what music you come out to, and you can actually just reenact somebody's fucking entrance.
That's cool.
Is it right next to the Dragon Ball Z theme park?
I probably. Fucking Dubai has everything, man.
Is that Dubai or is that Saudi Arabia?
It's Dubai.
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty sure it's Dubai.
I thought it was Saudi Arabia. No, I think it's Saudi Arabia.
I don't know, you could be right.
That fucking Turkey a la Sheik.
Element?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you guys want to hear about Ghostbusters or no?
What was your number?
Oh, for Roadhouse? I'd give it a 6. I'd give it a solid 6. To me,
the first half was really bad.
Yeah.
They could have got Connor out there quicker.
Yeah. Once Connor was in, it was fucking... Because the fights were kind of weird. But I feel like... I still enjoyed them. They were like... They were still...
They were stylized.
Yeah. I feel like that's what
I like the style.
Yeah. Everyone shit on the joke with the piano. And I was like... It made me giggle. Like, I was like... That was shit... When him and Connor are fighting, and he fucking hits him on the head, hits him against the piano, and he goes, "I don't know if you know about this, but the piano's out of tune."
Oh yeah,
it was a stupid joke, but it was still.
Yeah, it's funny. It was like a campy.
The one thing that bothered me though was like, okay, so the rich guy is the fucking.
It just made no sense. Like,
there was no story. Like, it was just like.
Yeah.
But the rich guy is the villain this whole time. He's like, oh, he's like sending all these fucking goons, and then fucking Connor just breaks his neck, and that was the end. Like.
Oh yeah,
I thought he died.
I feel like there's gonna be a sequel.
I feel like there's two.
And like the dad is gonna be the bad guy. Whatever.
I thought the fucking rich kid died though when Connor drove the fucking truck in, because like they're Jake and
oh yeah he ran rich, him over
yeah he ran, like he just fucking runs the truck
and
in
he has to go break his neck too
to make sure he's in.
Yeah, it made no sense. Like, Connor's character made no sense.
Yeah, he was just like...
He was just like a GTA character.
He was!
He was like Trevor.
He was fucking, yeah, he was literally, he was just Trevor. He was just a fucking roided out Trevor.
But yeah, you're gonna see all these world, these worlds...
They're all gonna merge, yeah.
I guess you're gonna see these guys, and you're gonna see Vin Diesel in WWE.
You know what? I would have lost my shit if fucking Vin Diesel would have showed up, too.
That, instead of Undertaker, it was Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, yeah.
Dude, did he, and he just stomps on the stage and it splits in two.
Do you know, no, yeah, so he holds the stage back thing. Uh-huh. Someone breaks something and Vin Diesel just comes in and holds the ropes together.
Yeah.
Every Fast and Furious bit.
Wearing all white, like a white tank, white pants. Uh-huh.
No, it's gonna. It would be like one of like shoes. Like the Big Show and Lesnar when they would break the ring every time. The ring breaks and then like it's over. The ring is broken. And then Vin Diesel just runs down the fucking ramp and lifts the ring and holds it so they can finish the match.
Yeah.
Family. Vin
Diesel's walkout music is "We Are Family."
Do you guys know who Joey Swole is?
No. Yes,
you know. Okay, he's a gym influencer. He's the one that's like, it's like
anytime there's a person.
Does he wear a bandana like, and he's always yelling?
No, he wears a white hat. Like, where's the
anytime table? There's a person who like makes a video like making fun of somebody in the gym or getting mad at somebody walking in front of them or in front of their camera, he like always makes a video.
Yeah, he makes a response video to it. Like,
this is not how we act at the gym. Yeah. This is. He's cool. He's chill. Yeah, yeah, it's still like...
It's very...
Like at some point, it's like, all right, dude, we get it.
He always ends every video with, you need to do better. Mind your business. But apparently, so he was at WrestleMania too.
He get RKO'd too?
No, he...
Dude,
he,
that game looks fucking sick.
The new WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really, you see all the highlights on Instagram and shit? And then like, you're like, dude, what the fuck? This looks cool.
It's cool.
Like,
shit.
You can make your own moves.
Yeah.
And like, they just do versions of their own moves, but they make it even cooler. Somehow.
Well, they did that in one of the...
Like, did you see that super RKO?
When he fucking goes up the thing and, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was bad. Shit was like, why does he... He could probably do that.
He probably could do that in real life. But no, you've been able to make your own finishes for a while now. I remember I had one that it was just a fucking comedic ass. Like, so it started like a power bomb. Then he picks you up and then he shifts you to his shoulders like he's gonna do a Samoan drop. Then he shifts you around. He shifts like three or four times and then he just.
And then he just DD a regular DD. I think
that's
what it was. The clothesline. Clothesline from hell was like the worst.
Such a hell slapped you across the face.
Why was the clothesline from hell so devastating? It was the worst
move. But no, you know what it was though? The clothesline from hell.
It's just any move that you do it a little differently than everybody else, it just makes it that much more powerful.
Yeah. Well, look at Dusty's finisher, the bionic elbow. All it was him going. That wasn't the bionic elbow, it was just him doing a little shuffle, then he would hit you on the top of the head with his elbow.
Just give me an elbow smash.
Do you guys want to hear about Ghostbusters or not?
Yeah.
Sure, could you? Yeah, just not frame by frame.
No, no, frame by frame.
Oh, what's your rating on it?
I'd give it...
Better than Roadhouse?
Honestly, it's about the same. I'd give it maybe a 6.5-7, maybe. And that's
but there's
honestly,
no Connor Juicy Booty
no,
in there.
I know. The only reason I give it that is because of the nostalgia factor, and that's just me giving
I heard it an extra really point.
Was that?
It was pretty bad.
It relies very heavily on nostalgia. It does. It's very much like,
are you just saying that just because that's what everybody said?
No, it does.
It got you hook, line, and sinker.
No, it
was
did.
Was Bill Murray in it again?
All of them are.
Oh, my God, dude. Bill Murray's lost his way.
He
was putting up a fight to not do the damn fucking movie for the longest.
Yeah.
And then he's going to participate in these bullshits.
They did the last one because of the...
He's
like,
checked out, huh?
He's kind of lost his legend status in the last couple years.
Yeah. Like, it's very much so, like, they're back at the original house, and, like, oh, the fucking containment system's starting to break. And they, like, it very much, like, it tells you what's going to happen. Like, at one point, there's this thing called the Ghost Core, where, so Winston is now, like, he's this rich investor. And so he's been researching all this stuff, and he built
his own, the black guy.
Yeah, he built what they call the Ghost Core, and so they're researching all this ghost busting equipment. And so the Ghostbusters, the new is Paul Rudd, the kids, And like they're just
I can't see the Stranger Kids things in anything else.
Yeah, they're just Stranger Things kids. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just Finn, is it?
It's just Finn. Yeah.
Yeah, but then, what, like it's still his like where Dustin is in something else too. I'm like,
this is Dustin. Yes. What else is Dustin? I haven't seen any of them in anything other than.
I've seen Eleven. Billy. I think I've seen Lucas in something, the black kid, and then Finn.
Yeah, I've only seen Millie Bobby Brown and other stuff.
But see, with this one, it feels like because like these Ghostbusters, they don't know. Like they're just like we're Ghostbusters because we what happened in Texas, but now we're Ghostbusters in New York, and they don't know anything. They don't know any of the equipment. They like only the daughter. She's like the smart one.
Yeah.
She knows what the fuck is going on, and so then they take him to this lab where like Ghost Corps is researching all this shit. They're like, why don't we have any of this stuff? Like we're still using all the old shit. But they, like it's very much like, hey, we have these containment fields where we're researching ghosts, and as long as these things are active, the ghosts are locked in there. And so of course it's like very very much like all this stuff is gonna go bad, and the ghosts are gonna get out. And guess what? That old stuff you have, that's the only thing you're gonna be able to use to stop these ghosts. So it's very formulaic and very like. And it's not really ghost busting. It's for whatever reason.
There's no ghost busting. One ghost was busted. Not one ghost was
busted. No, it's like he's like it's like an ancient ice god.
I mean, that's fine.
I don't know.
But you gotta bust him.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They didn't bust him.
What did they do? If not bust,
They froze him. It was weird. I don't know. It was weird.
So they're the ghost freezers.
There's a ghost freezers. Yeah, they ghost did ghost freezers. They did ghost bust. Freezers. They did bust a single ghost.
It was like got some ghosts, and they're too hot.
ghost freezers. Oh shit. Let's take a quick break. Then we'll come back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back. One more game.
All right, let me see. I got some stories to pull up, but I gotta see how far we went. We never talked about fucking Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra.
Oh, yeah. The
Captain America and Black Panther game. It looks fucking good. I mean, there's only a teaser, mm-hmm. but...
It's just CGI, ain't it?
No, I think they said this is in-engine, isn't it? I could be wrong, but... I thought they said it was in-engine.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
It kind of reminds me of Mortal Kombat, though. The way they just do this...
Yeah.
This little scene.
We're gonna watch it. We've seen it.
But, yeah.
It looks good from that, but, like... So did fucking that Justice League game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that's a pile of dog shit.
Yeah, so terrible.
That really fell through fast. Like,
did you buy it or did Brian buy it?
Brian bought that one.
Yeah, they hyped it up.
Good. He wasted his money.
They hyped it up. They released it. Everybody was like, "This shit's terrible." And then, like, you never heard anything again.
Yeah. And it was just like, "Yeah, Helldivers. Let's go to that."
Yeah.
What was that other movie? I mean, that other game. That came out, that was like the worst game ever.
And then it just disappeared.
No.
God Hand Knights?
Nah, it was like a non known game or whatever, and that wasn't working. And then, like, it didn't even
work. What was that?
Oh, The Day Before?
Yeah, something like that. Or The Last Days.
But that they just shut down. They gave up. Yeah. That was clearly a scam, and they fucking bailed. That's
what happened. They bailed.
They went off. They disappeared off the face of the earth.
Screw you guys. There's a lot of scammy games, man.
Yeah. Squirrel with a Gun is coming to consoles.
Nice.
I want to play that.
Fucking Vampire Survivors is coming to PlayStation.
Oh, nice.
Nice. What is that?
Vampire Survivor? That's,
It's like a it's a roguelike.
Yeah. Dude, have you guys seen this fucking Love Lies Bleeding? That bodybuild, that fucking, it's like a, like, some murder movie with these fucking crazy bodybuilding chicks.
Love Lies Bleeding?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's a murder movie? About bodybuilding chicks?
Like, I don't know what the fucking synopsis is of the fucking movie. Jeez. It's just this, these fucking big fucking, what do they call them? The muscle mommies? Yeah.
Oh, I think I have seen this, but I wasn't like fully invested.
I've never seen the trailer with sound because it's just always on Instagram.
It's got a what's her name again? Fucking Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she a muscle mommy?
Yeah, she's fucking massive in this thing.
Did she actually get massive, or did they?
She's massive for her.
Yeah. For yeah.
She's a terrible actress. Is she better now?
I don't know. But opening weekend, three dudes got busted beating off. Like in different theaters. Really? Like one in Detroit, one in Florida, and one
nice.
In like I forget Let's where they are. I think it was in Texas.
It's good advertising. Let's go to the movies and watch.
Let's go watch this in theaters.
That came out in the theaters?
Or yeah. Is it on? No, it came out in theaters.
Why are they just theaters? Why?
I don't know.
I gotta wait to beat off my own home.
Oh, and the guy in Detroit, fell asleep beating off, so they
Jesus
fell asleep Christ. With his dick out. Just
was that was that movie? I saw this picture. I seen that, but I
yeah, that was from this movie. Yeah.
Muscle Mommies.
Yep.
No, what's it called?
It's called Love Lies Bleeding.
How are you so comfortable that you just fall asleep with your dick in your hand?
Well, he was, like, he had a bunch of boobs and shit, too.
So yeah, okay, sure.
It says, a pack of Reds, two flasks of vape. The hell kind of movie theater is this?
Yeah, I know, right?
This is one in Detroit. Yeah.
Totally nasty.
But yeah, it's like, there's been a flash of a trend of people beating off to that movie in the theaters. Let me see here.
Is there anyone hot in there? Like, Kristen Stewart's not like that.
No, I mean, none of them. But it's, I guess people are into that. That whole muscle mommy is a thing right now. Like,
it is. But I don't know if it's like, I need to beat off most inconvenient of places.
Yeah, people have internet these days. You don't have to beat off.
Well, I mean,
at a theater.
We got that guy that beats off at work.
Yeah, but that's because that's his key.
Well, maybe that's what these guys are into. Beating off in theaters. They got that pinky
helmet. I know, but three guys?
Three different dudes.
Yeah, but they could be beaten off to any movie. You know, you don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, but why this movie specifically? They bought tickets to this. Maybe that this movie is just that fucking hot.
Maybe these guys are gay.
They went in with no intention of beating off, but the movie was just like, this scene is so fucking hot. I'm just going to whip it out right now. Yeah. Max Payne 1 and 2 remake has the same budget as Alan Wake 2.
Sick.
So that means...
Should be good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
You're combining them?
That's what it sounds like. I feel like that would be the...
They'll redo 3. Probably not. That game's great, too. I wonder how they'll play. I wonder if they'll play, like, 3. Because 3 was fucking
smooth. I hope they do change. Because, like...
3 felt like butter.
Yeah, 3 was fucking... The way it played was so good.
The way that little dot crosshair moved, it was so smooth.
I still... I got so, like, I just got so frustrated with that game at the end because, like, my save point, I'm like, I'm out of pills. I got, like, fucking one hit of fucking health left.
Oh, yeah, on that.
And the fucking conveyor belt fucking section.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to stay on the conveyor.
Yes, I know.
You're supposed to roll off the conveyor.
I know. So, like, I was still.
I want to stay on it. It's cool.
Stay on the conveyor
belt. I'm just shooting everyone on the conveyor belt.
It's fun. But I remember, like, the
you're
first.
You're not going to survive. If you're standing in the middle of the room at the highest point,
yes, I
moving
know.
Slow as fuck. No cover, moving slow as fuck.
The first two Max Payne games, they were like, I remember I didn't like
the number two.
I don't remember the. I didn't like the first one. I liked the first one a lot. I didn't like it at first, just because like I didn't like the controls.
Yeah, that was the first time.
It
was the first time you had to use both analog sticks. That was the first time I remember doing that.
Yeah,
and like I resisted playing games like that, but then when I started playing this game, I was like, this game seems worth it. Learn how to do this, and like by the end, you're like, this fucking game is crazy.
But I feel like I feel like it was awkward because it's like it was only his upper body that moved, so it was like you would like.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
because you would strafe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would just walk sideways, like.
Yeah, and if you didn't like readjust him, like he was it was so weird. I should have videotaped that. Ark, the animated series.
It was an old game, little people.
That's already out.
Yeah.
Is that with Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got a bunch of people.
Ark the what? It's a show?
Yeah. Yeah, so Ark the game, it was made into anime.
An anime?
Yeah, or just an animated series. I don't know what you would call it.
Interesting. I think it had a storyline. I thought it was just like cave people.
Well, Ark 2 is supposed to have some sort of storyline, but Ark 1 is pretty much, just...
like a survival game with alien technology somehow.
Yeah.
There would be dudes with like Iron Man suits. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you start out with nothing, and then you, like, slowly rebuild your, like, base, and you gain technology to build guns and armor and stuff. And train dinosaurs.
That Fallout show is pretty good. Have you watched it yet, Peter?
No, I haven't watched it. I've been just...
watched the first episode.
Yeah, it's solid.
Well, what's his name? Goggins?
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins?
Yeah. He's pretty good. He's great.
Is he, what's his name, Goggins' brother?
David Goggins,
right? Yeah, shit. Yeah, it's kind of weird that he's, like, 200 years old, 220 years old.
Well, I think that's the whole thing, because ghouls and Fallout are people who are just, like, highly irradiated.
Yeah, they don't die.
Yeah.
They just need radiation.
I don't know what the condition is for them to keep living, but yeah. I'm not that deep in Fallout lore.
I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
I just like that they're playing all the bops so far.
Yeah.
I hope they play Butcher Pete.
Butcher Pete.
Have they played the one that, which one is that?
Wagging and wagging.
Oh, I want them to hear it. Butcher Pete.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
say
I'm sure
the
they're
going to
say that's episode 2.
Oh,
yeah, they play it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the bop. Like, that one's in every game.
Yeah. I mean, because it fits the theme so well. Yeah,
I feel like it's basically the same.
They also play Fallout to the. Yeah. Is it Fallout? Crawl out. Yeah. Baby.
Baby. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, how do you guys feel about this fucking Twisted Childhood universe? I'm not a fan of it.
The what?
Twisted Childhood universe.
I don't know.
So, you know, the Pooh.
Oh, like the Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
No, I don't like it.
So they're doing the whole...
I mean, I like that they're able to do these things. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
So they've announced...
That intellectual property is...
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch any of those movies.
Yeah. So they've announced Winnie the Pooh, Bloody Honey 2. Bambi, The Reckoning.
You could get rid of intellectual property. And, like, whatever it's meant to do is what's going to succeed.
Yeah, it's going
to
attract whoever it's going to attract.
It's not going to succeed in other realms. It's just going to succeed in the realm that it's meant to succeed.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, like, you really can't steal intellectual property because... any electron is not going to feel right. It's going to feel like a half-assed thing.
Yeah.
These, whatever.
Well, maybe if it was, like, literally Winnie the Pooh, like an animated Winnie the Pooh, and it was just, like, a horror thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be a little more intellectual property.
But I guess,
a better case for it.
Able to do that because it's so old. It's... whatever, over 70, 60 years or something.
Yeah, technically Disney doesn't own Winnie the Pooh. It's the, I forget the name of the writer now. They wrote the Winnie the Pooh books. Like, in those books are so old.
This is about to happen with Mickey Mouse, too.
Yes, but it's because it's so old, yeah. They can only renew the copyrights
for Until it just becomes everybody's.
But most of these Mickey Mouse ones seem a little more like just cashing in. We're like the Winnie the Pooh one, I feel like they had an idea, like what if, and they really wanted to do it. Where like this Mickey Mouse one is literally just like, they're just Mickey Mouse is a bad guy.
They just stole this idea from these guys too.
They stole both ideas.
All of these movies in the Twisted Childhood universe all sound like bad, like Halloween Horror Nights fucking mazes.
I like that they're being done. Like, they're needing those kind of movies.
So I don't want
that genre to die. It's a really suffering genre, like the horror genre.
But I mean, when like
does this help it? I think it helps it.
I don't know.
I think it helps the overall.
It's kind of cool with like Liza P. That's Pinocchio.
Yeah.
With Dark Souls.
And then at the end of that game,
they tease Red Riding Hood.
Really?
Yeah. So that'll be the next game.
There you go. Be more artsy with it. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Be creative with it. It doesn't have to be the same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. But like, so they got, okay, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, Bambi the Reckoning, Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, Pinocchio Unstrung, and then the Pooniverse.
Pinocchio Armstrong.
Armstrong. His dick grows with every line. No, baby, you're beautiful.
And then the final movie is the Pooniverse Monsters Assembly.
I'm Pinocchio. Hey! And he's like fucking Andrew Dice Clay. Chicory dickory dock.
Let me see. How do you guys feel about Cheech and Chong in Call of Duty?
It's fucking stupid, but it's also awesome. Like, it doesn't make sense, but it makes all the sense.
I don't know what, like, they made him look old and young. Like, they gave him old face.
Chong looks young, and then Cheech is like what he looks like now.
But with, like, which is with his old mustache.
Yeah. But it still,
I wonder if they just went off the younger model, but maybe if they mocap them
and it made them look old.
Maybe
it just automatically made them look old.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's some like weird overlap. I don't know how it works.
Their little moves are cool.
You saw the executions.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I like the gun that just rolls them up.
It rolls into joints. Yeah. did you see the execution animations?
No.
So they sneak up behind them and they have their shotgun open and they take and he like blows into the shotgun and blows the smoke into the guy and they just die. They just get so stoned they die.
They have a shotgun. They shoot them and they just turn to a joint and then they just fall back.
That's fucking funny. Like it's funny how ridiculous Call of Duty's getting, and Battlefield still can't occupy the real,
Yeah, Call of Duty has
they're so terrible.
Like everyone keeps talking about Call of Duty and
what's
Fortnite.
What's going on with EA, man? Like, what the fuck? How far? Like EA used to be great.
Yeah,
EA used to be like pretty sick, but now they're fucking awful. Before pre-internet, connectivity, pretty fucking.
Yeah, when it was just word of mouth, they were doing pretty nice. But now, we got everything under a microscope. They're fucking.
Well, it's terrible. Just like their marketing,
pre-internet
marketing, or whatever, like a microtransaction.
Yeah, that too.
Pre the ability to make microtransactions.
Well, see, you got to think about this too, though. It's like,
and then nobody's been able to occupy that space better. Still, like,
but you also have to think about like when back then when you released a game, that was it. There was no patching, updates, no fucking changing the game. The game was out, and that was it.
At the time of Battlefield, they were updating games already.
No, yeah,
but I'm talking about before, like in
Like when EA was actually like before EA became like the fucking like the early
2000s. What were they big? What were they big for before
sports? Oh, sports games. Football, games, yeah. Boxing. Yeah,
remember right. The whole EA Sports?
It's in the game.
Yeah, I had a.
Well, it was funny because
NBA Live.
What other the games did they have? They have some like actual other games too.
Right. They had it there. Like
shooting games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had good basketball games back then.
Because the catchphrase used to be, if it's in the game, it's in the game. And then they just, like, I guess that was too much, so they were just like, it's in the game. that was an April Fool's joke. The hot dog flavored water from 7-Eleven.
Did you believe that Nintendo thing? What was it, a Nintendo, the face thing?
No. I don't remember.
Oh, this one. The VR.
You sent this and then you're like, I don't think it's real.
No, yeah, no, I didn't. No, I sent it.
It's like, this is clearly
I sent
real.
It. Like, after I watched it, I was like, wait, no. This is like, it's like one of those ones where I watched it, I was like, wait a minute.
For a second.
Said, yeah, it got me. That, so I was like, oh shit, let me send it. Then I was like, fuck, this isn't real. Yeah,
so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just took my Switch to my face.
And a box. I just need this box.
Yeah. Well, no, because the what made me ever believe the box was because they had the, what's it called? The Labo? Where you just, they had all that Labo shit where you would just like, it's literally they're selling you cardboard that you build.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Connect strings.
Like, dude, that shit was badass.
It was, but it's like, it's fucking cardboard. Like, yeah.
And then they're charging you like, fucking $80 for a little cardboard.
Yeah.
Here, can I just use my own cardboard?
Yeah. Power World has lost 97% of its peak player count.
Say what?
Power World.
Oh.
How long has it been out?
Like not even a month.
No, it came out in January. So.
Okay, so yeah, it's good.
But like the game is in early access.
Yeah, so it's not like it's a full game yet.
Yeah, it ran its course. How fucking long could you play early access game?
Yeah, I played it for like 70 hours. I had my fun, and it was only $30. It was awesome.
You got what you got out of it.
Even fucking God of War.
And when they re-release it, I'm probably gonna go back and play it again because that shit was so fun.
Well, like you play God of War once, and it took you a month maybe, and then you don't pick it up again until the DLC.
Yeah.
Like that's saying like, oh
yeah, or until you're just feeling like they're like, oh, play it again.
Yeah, that's like saying any game.
I agree.
The fucking drop off probably goes for six, especially if it's just a story fucking game.
From what I've seen, they've added so much already. They've added a bunch of like raids and stuff to like go do.
I don't know, I thought you said raves, and I was like, wait.
Raves. Yeah, you could go to like, raves. Power World. You got
there's a special pal that's just a glow stick.
That game's so cool though, because like you'll have them like. Like, all your pals have, like, certain little personalities whenever they're doing tests. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a guy named Depresso, and he's just, like, he's just literally depressed, like, just doing work. He's just got, like, a cloud over his head, and he's just, like...
always sad. That's awesome.
Or you'll have, like, is like a panda. He's like a panda guy, but like when he's chopping trees, he's, like, a karate master. He's just,
like, that's fucking cool. I was gonna tell you fuck.
Remember that was the type of game I was saying for the longest. Mm-hmm. That it was like, why doesn't Pokemon make a game like that? Where it's just like kind of open world and you just, or arena battle type, one-on-one arena battle.
You just, instead of like, oh, I gotta go through this town.
Instead of just the same type of game.
Every fucking time it's like, oh yeah, yeah. Now I'm going to this town, and now I'm in college town.
Yeah. It's like the same exact game almost every
just in a different order.
Yep.
I don't know if, what was it? Scarlet and Violet was pretty cool as if the performance wasn't so shitty.
Were those the ones that were like the pre
No, that's Legends Arceus. Legends,
okay, never mind. That was one with the girls or something, right?
No.
You know what's funny? I recently found my old Game Boy and Pokemon Yellow. And Jasmine's been having a blast on that.
Oh, yeah. I wish they made... Remember the Colosseum games?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one where they had, like, the shadow?
Yeah, you had the shadow Pokemon. You had to, like, cure them.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a cool game, yeah.
Yeah, see, something like that.
Or the Pokemon Arena, though, yeah.
And that was still kind of similar to the other Pokemon games. It was just a whole different theme to it.
Yeah. How... How would you put the Pokemon game, the character... How would you put your Pokemon in Pokemon Stadium? You had to connect the Game Boy to it, huh?
For Stadium? Yeah. It had, like, a... For the N64, right?
Oh, yeah. It had, like, a little...
It had, like, an adapter. And you plug that in, and then you put your cartridge in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was very elaborate.
Yeah. I still have...
And it cost, like, $1 million.
Yeah, I still have Pokemon Stadium.
I think I have it, so...
Yeah, I have it, too.
Yeah, that game was pretty lit, too.
Especially if you had your own Pokemon. Because, like, when you... If you just had the fucking default ones...
Yeah, everything was old 50.
Yeah.
If it was default. It was just Sandshrew over and over again.
Yeah.
I remember we played it once... And, like, you were just fucking destroying us all. Like, you're just brutalizing us. Like, we had no chance against you. And I think you were...
Why? Did I just know all the typings?
That's what it was, basically, yeah.
Like, you think an electric type move's gonna work against this ground type? I'm immune, dude. I'm immune. You can't even touch me.
I was just trying to pull Pikachu for everything because that's what Ash does.
Yeah. He figures out a way.
Yeah. Pikachu always finds a way.
Yeah, the greatest thing Ash ever did in the anime was teach Pikachu Iron Tail.
let me see here. What is Jump Ship?
The first, like, 5 episodes of Pokemon are, like, amazing.
Say the first season.
But specifically the first, like, 5 episodes. I think it's like when he gets Pikachu, Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle.
Caterpie.
Caterpie.
And then when he lets go of Caterpie, that shit breaks your heart. Yeah. And then it's downhill.
In the
Hoenn region where when he's fighting the when he's in the championship, that's like one of my favorite episodes. He fights Blaziken. That's the first time you see that type of Pokemon. It's cool.
Have you seen, there's a guy that, like, he does, like, you know, it's like his Ash is holding, like, fucking Pidgeotto on his arm, like, just holding his arm up, and, like, when you
get there, the, like, guy was, like, doing, like, how strong he is.
Yeah.
Because, like, Pidgeotto weighs, like, 130 pounds.
Yeah, Ash is, like, the strongest person ever.
Yeah. And so this dude, he goes and puts 130 pounds, and he just tries to hold it up.
And he can't, yeah. So he's like...
Sebastian Stan is going to be playing Donald Trump in a movie. The Winter Soldier.
Sebastian Stan? I thought he was out.
Well, he's out of the Marvel movies, but now he's going to be playing Donald Trump.
Oh.
That's him as young Trump.
It's decent.
From one hero to another.
The last
Trump
Roman...
wasn't at the fights. He would have loved it.
Wow, these are great fights.
That's a good.
He would have especially loved the two Chinese women going at it.
Yeah.
These Chinese girls, I tell you.
Have you been hearing the AI about, like, Trump loving a hot, thick Latina woman?
What's up with your boy P. Diddy?
Dude, how fucking bad, dude.
So what's your boy P. Diddy?
I told him to stop fucking around.
Did you hear that audio?
No, I keep hearing about it.
Did you hear the audio of him butt fucking Meek Mill?
No. I've heard of it. I haven't heard it, though.
Allegedly, Meek Mill.
Supposedly, they're saying it's AI. It was AI now, though. It's like, it's not real. It's AI. Mm.
AI don't know how to butt fuck like that.
dude, fucking. But you know what's funny? It's fucking 50 Cent is going off on all of this shit.
Goat, man.
Dude, he's going off on all of it. Like, there's a picture of, like, Diddy posted a picture of him on a bike. Fucking, they retweeted it and it was like, you know that bike ain't got no seat.
Yeah.
But I guess he's been talking shit because, like, he's been saying for years that Diddy's weird. Like they met at one point, and Diddy's like, "Oh, let me take you shopping."
Yeah, I'll take you shopping.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you taking you shopping?
It's some like prison shit. Like they do you a favor, and then like, oh, now you fucking owe me.
Yeah, now you're indebted too.
All the Justin Bieber shit, man.
Yeah, you see how he was like checking for a wire, like he was all rubbing his chest and shit. Like,
oh shit!
When he saw him recent, like just he was all like.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like,
But then he was doing it like he's legit, like, checking for a while, like, rubbing his whole chest. Yeah. But no, have you seen the video? Like, now that you know the context of it, or like, whatever what the people are saying, and you see the old videos of like young Bieber and fucking Diddy, and Bieber's all like fucking like, and fucking Diddy's just touching on him and like, okay, like at one point, it's like, hey, why don't you call me no more?
He says, I've just been working. He's like, call me.
It was like Devo and fucking and Red from like Friday. He was just like,
yeah. I forgot he was in that movie, Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
And he was fucking like.
He was really good in that movie.
And he was like chasing him down. Yeah, he was like a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he played it really well. Almost too well now.
Almost too well, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. They're saying that it's related to this guy. I forgot his name, but he's like the head of Universal Records or whatever, and he's on some Jeffrey Epstein shit.
Yeah.
And that Diddy was working with him.
But there's a lot of shit coming out like that right now, too. Like, did you see it? There was the Nickelodeon stuff?
And a lot of people are saying that. Or what the raid was about, what people think the raid was about, was that he has all these cameras set up in his house, too. So, and then he has these crazy parties, and he catches shit on camera.
Yeah.
Of high up people doing shit.
And
that the FBI raid was there just to get the footage of somebody high up doing some shit or whatever, like doing...
Yeah. Well, they're saying, too, though, that white party. The white party.
Because it happened with Epstein, too. The whole safe went missing.
Yeah.
That they were supposed to be collecting evidence and sending this to the evidence to be part of the fucking trial, but a whole fucking
safe
with all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Hard drives and shit.
It's crazy. I mean, but like, because if people really saw how deep it went.
I don't want to spend another $500 on the PS5.
Think about that still.
That's crazy. Like, that was just 3 years ago. Is it 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That we bought this one.
Yeah, it's been pretty.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get. I mean, I never got the PS4 Pro. I was content.
But I kind of regretted not getting it.
Yeah, same here. But I was, you know, I was always like, eh. Like, yeah.
I got it, but I traded in my current.
I at least got to upgrade the
my PS4
hard drive. Put the new, another additional SSD in there.
Do you have an SSD in there or not?
No, I need
that. I want to get it. But then again, that's another $300 too. That's like fucking.
No, they're like $100 and $120. You get a Samsung one for $120.
Oh, okay. I want to do that. It's probably going to be the next
one. And then the WD, I don't know, whatever, is like $90.
The black, whatever?
Yeah, that black
one. Yeah. I don't
want to
do that.
I hate when they name shit complicated stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen those Toyotas? They're like 93SVs. It's like, what the fuck is that? It's like
the BZ X.
Yeah. Or
BMW. Yeah,
BMWs
too.
Yeah, BMWs too. But no, but these are Toyotas. And they're like it's like BZX09 or some shit like that. There's like three different models. They're all just random string of integers.
Yeah, like Lexuses are like that too.
Yeah. They're gonna be making a Last Ronin Ninja Turtles movie. R-rated.
Aren't they doing a game too?
They're doing a game.
They always say that these movies are gonna be R-rated, and then by the like Deadpool.
Yeah, they're soft.
Fucking by the time they come, they're like
it's a soft R.
Yeah, we gotta cut it down more. It's too much.
Yeah.
Turns out we can't go as R as we want.
It's not a hard R. It's a soft R. Deadpool 3 will have a popcorn bucket designed by Deadpool.
Yeah. It's going to be...
It's going to be something you can fuck.
Yeah.
It's just going to be fucking...
It's gonna be the Dune thing, but like flesh colors.
It's just like it's Deadpool's armpit.
It's no, it's just gonna be a flat out. It's a fleshlight of Deadpool's ass. Yeah. Like, it's gonna be just one of those like
the, pull popcorn.
It's just gonna be a big silicone ass. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart.
Hashtag
on Twitter at realpressstart. On Instagram.
I still listen to Diddy songs all day.
Well, I still listen to R. Kelly.
I still listen to R. Kelly all day.
And dude, 12 Play is the fucking one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, you can't just throw away all that music.
Exactly. And on that note, well, you know what? I'll tell you this, though. When I listen to R. Kelly, like, you know, you hear some certain words. Like, okay, I can't remember the name of the song now right now, but like, the lyric that always gets to me is like, backstage, underage, adolescent. Like, that's a fucking lyric. I can't remember what song it is. I don't know, hold on. You know what? Before we end this episode, let me Google this shit. Because it's a real song, and I want to say it's Belleville DeVoe.
What's that one song too? Where the she's 16 years old, leave her alone. Like he's really struggling.
Just talking to himself.
Yeah, it's Doobie. Yeah, he's struggling. Doobie by Belleville DeVoe.
He's struggling so much he has to talk to himself.
Yeah. What are you doing, mate?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let me pull this shit up. Oh shit! Never mind. Can't do it. All right. On that note, game over.
Like it's a different time.
No more questions.
Different time.